Hello and welcome. This is Charlotte Jacobs and this is our July 28th call for our Six Figure Success Circle. And our call today, our topic today is how to fill your own workshops using word of mouth marketing and sell your high ticket packages with our special guest and Rejuvenate graduate, Matthew Blum. So Matthew, on the line?
I am here.
Fantastic. All right, so let's go ahead and go right into tonight's topic, which is how to fill your own workshops using word of mouth marketing and sell your high-ticket packages with my good friend and very special guest and Rejuvenate graduate, Matthew Blum. And I'm going to, I want to tell you a little bit about Matthew. I'll let him really tell his own story. But I just have to say, if you've ever tried to fill your own workshops, you really know how difficult it can be if you really don't know what you're doing. And I think everyone here has probably heard Jesse and I tell the story about how we worked for 2 months to fill a workshop and got three people there, really in the beginning when we really didn't know what we were doing. And, and now things are so different. We have about 150 people coming to this Rejuvenate Your Practice this weekend, and we really know a lot more about what we're doing. And one of the reasons I love to bring our graduates on, I think, Matthew, gosh, it's been probably at least three or four years since you've been in our programs, is that, they really get to take stuff to the next level. And when Matthew and I were designing this call together and I was finding out some of the things that he does, I just thought, this is brilliant, this is fantastic, we've got to bring this to our group. So, Matthew, I'm so glad you're here. Welcome. Thanks for being here.
It is so fantastic to be back, actually. I got to hang out with Jesse 2 nights ago and then be here with you, and heck, I want to come back to one of the RYPs and just see what you guys are up to again. It's all fantastic.
Come on back. You're definitely welcome to, you're really a part of this community, and I know you were really one of our superstar assistants for a very long time.
Yeah.
So, I'd love to, hear about, why don't you share with us about why you wanted to come on this call and share this information? Because I know you really reached out to us and said, hey, I'd really like to give some value back to the Rejuvenate community.
Well, you've already spoken to it twice. One of the main things, I mean, there's so much that I got from you both and what you've created, but one of the things that was so impactful was the community that's there. And not only did I get so much from you two and being in the courses and assisting, but I'd say a portion of my entire friend base is from that time with you and what you were creating. It was almost like a culture was being created, the Rejuvenate culture. And to be a part of that was so valuable and meaningful and still continues to be. And the idea that I can come back and now, with some experience, with dirt under my fingernails after doing some stuff for a while, to come back and be able to share, hey, for those who are kind of getting started, maybe where I was a few years ago, love to just offer what I can back to support all those people. And what I love is that the people you serve are people doing work that I just assume is going to be transformational and really helpful in the world. So it's great to further that as much as we can in the world.
Yeah, it really touches my heart that, I love that people come and participate in our community, and years later, they still have tons and tons of friends from this community, because it's just such great people that really join us. And so I love that you're coming to give back again and again. And I'd love for you to share a little bit about who this call is for and a little bit about what we're going to learn from being here.
Sure. This call would be really helpful for anyone who's got a particular gift or skill or talent in the way they work with people and want to really impact and get that out in a big way, to really reach with a broad sweep, to gather lots of people who would be interested and to share with them, and then also for those who want to go deeper and do further work with them, how to kind of take that wide sweep and bring it into the ones that they work with intimately, whatever that modality or practice is. And how to do both of those steps to really get your workshops filled up in a way. I love actually you talking about your story, because my first go, I got three people as well. So I got that down and now can, easily get, we'll talk about some of the numbers in the recent ones I've done. But what I love about it is that regardless of who goes deeper, you have reached out to touch more lives. And ultimately, I think that's what we're all in this for, and then to be able to make a abundant financially and in other ways living through it is really what this is for, and just to help people get the practicality and the skills to do that.
Fantastic. Well, why don't you go ahead and tell us your story, you know, from how it was when you, you know, I remember what you look like and your way of being when I first met you, Matthew.
Yeah.
And I know who you are now, and I have seen you grow into an extraordinary human being with so much light and so much gift, you know, so many gifts to share with the world and really playing a big game. And so I know that everybody who's on this call would love to hear about your journey.
Yeah, well, there's a lot to it, and I'll give the brief version here, of course. When I came to your workshop, I was about, I think about 6 months having been back in the United States. I spent about 6 years abroad in Asia and East Africa, priding myself and pumping up my ego with the fact that I could travel with a monk's bag and have almost no possessions. I had a long hair and a big beard and had spent probably about, I don't know, 10 months total in silent meditation throughout the course of those 6 years, and done lots of volunteer work and just been all over the place. I mean, a phenomenal lifestyle. I loved it, and I have no regrets or anything about it. But then I came to your workshop. I was actually a foot reflexologist at the time. I don't even know if you remember that, but that's why I first came, because someone told me about it. And what happened is, I remember that form that you have us fill out, or I don't know if you still do, I'm assuming so, of how many clients do you currently have and how many clients would you like to have. And I think I had like two or three, and when I went to write how many I'd like to have, I put five. Like, I really, what it helped me see is that was not my passion at all. I didn't really love doing it. It was something that I kind of just was naturally gifted at, and people would pay me a good amount for, and I could still do all the other things I wanted. But what that really helped me see, and through your model, was the impact of being in front of a room and being able to lead workshops that can really impact from one to many in a huge way and create a lot of transformation in a short amount of time. So I walked out of that first weekend and ended up signing up for your program, and it really transformed me into seeing myself as someone who could step into a leadership role and really guide others in some of the things I had learned, and what that has meant has transformed over the years as well, of what I share and what I teach. But that has led now to, I'm almost clean cut and have a short haircut as a one piece of it. But like, I wear nice clothes, and I have I actually bought my first car. just simple things that for me were huge, and now I'm I barely recognize myself. The kind of lifestyle that I can maintain now. Part of what's been an issue actually in making a lot of money is I don't know what to do with it in some ways, because I've never lived the way that I needed it, and now it's really okay. I'm going to have my lifestyle catch up with this, because I'm offering more value in the world, I'm receiving more back, and who am I becoming as I become bigger into that, stepping into kind of more power and grace with that power. So that's a real brief summary of it, but I now live up in the Sierra Nevadas in a I don't own it, but I rent as part of a $1.5 million home up here on the mountains, and really have the lifestyle that I've been wanting to have for some time. I work 3 days a week, have not every month, but sometimes five-figure months, and just get to really have the lifestyle I've been wanting to have for a long time.
And one of the things that I really love and respect about you, Matthew, is that even though you've grown your prosperity consciousness dramatically from the time that I've known you, that there's still some core values that you've maintained. You still have a very green lifestyle. You know, you still are very conscious about how you walk on this earth and how you hold other people in your heart and who you are. It's just like you've gotten to become a bigger and better version of you.
It's actually what's been the biggest thing in my personal transformation and bringing what you, I think you call the prosperity abundance or consciousness, is how to link that with the values that I spent so long developing and are so important to me. So I'm really glad that that comes across to you. I hope it's congruent everywhere in my life, and it's really what I strive for, that even I will just have more energy in the form of money to fuel those values instead of compromising them along the way to just for sake of profits or something like that. So, yeah, thanks for saying it, and it's really a core value of mine.
Yeah, I think it's really an inspiration to people who are concerned that they're going to lose the things that are most important to them as they start making more money and start making a bigger difference. And it just doesn't have to be that way. You can just be a better version of you with the values that you have right now.
I'm reading a great book called how to make one hell of a profit and still go to heaven.
I love it. That's great. That's a great title. That's a great title. Well, on this call today, you have promised to reveal your best-kept secrets for filling your own workshops in any city you choose and how to turn those workshops into really lucrative practice-building events. So let's start by talking about how you routinely get 60 to 100 people to attend workshops in any city that you choose. I know that everybody on the call, actually, let's do a quick little poll just for fun. How many of you are really, really excited to hear about how Matthew gets 60 to 100 people in workshops any city that he chooses? Go ahead and press 1 on your telephone keypad now. We'll take a little poll here.
And, I'm pressing 1, too. I'm excited here.
You're excited. I'm going to press 1. Oh, I see. It takes a little while to show up. There's a little bit of a delay. So fantastic. Well, right now, 74% of the callers that are, you know, the people who are listening to this call are very, very excited to hear about this part. So why don't you share with us how you do this and how you're able to fill your room so easily?
Yeah, love to. And one of the things that's so great about you, Charlotte, as well, is helping kind of get the systems and strategies out of it. I don't think that way systematically, so it's been really great to kind of look at, okay, what are the elements that takes? So it's been fun to prepare for this. So the way that I've gone about it, and I saw a significant jump, there's a couple elements to it. I, of course, started out and was getting, I don't know, 15 to 20 people, let's say. And I was happy with that. That was, for me, a decent amount of people when I first got started. And one of the big things that really kicked things into gear was creating a short little video that was something I could send out to people so they could instantly get a feel of what would happen and who I was. As soon as that happened, that was one of the big first leaps. So that is one of the things that I think is phenomenal if you can have it. And it's, of course, not necessary if you can, you know, write decent copy or share in some other way. But the other thing is that what's great, and I think this is part of I like to attribute just to the work that I do, not even me necessarily, but just the transformation of the work that is delivered, is people usually come and they are deeply, deeply moved. In the workshops themselves, I'm not holding anything back. There's not an introductory event that I do. When I hold an event, it is the full Monty. And because of that, when people come, they feel really, really, really fantastic about sending it to other people, about letting them know when I'm back in town, letting them know when, like, even after the event, they'll just send something out, sometimes without even me prompting. Just say, I went to this last night. It was phenomenal. Make sure to get this there next time. So then the other thing is to kind of incentivize or help that process happen of the referral aspect of it. And one of the things that I think is getting up in your, however your back-end forum works, is one of the endorsed emails that I created that I have a kind of a funny voice, quote-unquote, not my physical voice, but my my copy marketing voice. And you'll see that, like, it's a little quirky sometimes. But I really try and speak as though I'm talking to a friend of mine and want to share something with them. And so I write an endorsed email, get that out to them to help promote the event to other people. But then what has really helped, I think the other thing is I find the people who, when they come to the event, they are really, really blown away and become, it's like naturally they'd want to go and tell everyone about it. And so what I do is I help make that an even bigger win for them. And so that's come in a few forms. One of them is I've actually hired a couple of event planners. And the other, as I know, you know, everyone I'm sure in your system knows, is having an affiliate system where it becomes a great reason for them to send it out. So the email that you'll see in the forum I sent out, and in there it talks about looking for 15 people to hold an event at her house. So that very email that you see, she ended up sending out, and other people sent it out to other people and started promoting, and she did something on Facebook. It was in North Carolina, where I don't live. I live in Northern California. I'd been there once before, so I did an event, and there were probably, I think the first time I went out there, I filled two events with 30 people each, and then it was the second time I went out there where that email that said 15 people in a house together turned into quickly that event filling up to 60, and we had to find a new venue, obviously. And since it was filling up so fast, I put a second night in right after the night afterwards, and that one filled up to 60 as well. The venue just couldn't hold any more, and I had a waiting list. I think the website link is in there. The website isn't even active, but you can see the video and the copy that's there, and you see there's a wait list on it. So that those are the main elements. And then I think one other thing that I know I learned from you originally was to make that a full scholarship event. not free, as I think you still teach, but a full scholarship. Because, and I, that doesn't feel inauthentic to call it a scholarship rather than free, because there's a lot of energy going in and expense on my end. I pay for the venue, I pay for the planner, I pay for whatever supplies I need. So I'm scholarshiping them in to come to that. And people can come, and if they don't want to do anything else, they come for free and they leave, and that's wonderful. I'm just thrilled that they get a chance to experience it and get whatever they get out of it. And if they choose to go on do other things, then that's also fantastic. That means we've been put together for a reason, and we get to do more work together.
Well, let's, because you know, Matthew, you just shared a whole lot, and we're going to break all of this down for you as you're listening here. And you've been referring to a form documented, a form that you've been talking about, a handout, which is about the endorsed email template, and we're getting that posted to your Rejuvenate Resource Center in just a few minutes, so we'll let you know when that's up. But don't worry about that right now, because we're going to we'll get that up, and we'll go through that when we get that up for you so that you can download it, and of course you can always download it after the call. So what I've heard from you is that your business model is that you basically do a full scholarship front-end workshop, and you don't hold back. That's not like an intro event. You really give a ton of value,
mm-hmm.
and it's so valuable that people naturally want to share.
Yeah.
And we'll talk. And then when you're at the workshop, just how long is the workshop that you do?
They are typically about 3.5 hours.
Okay, so you do a 3.5 hour workshop, this full scholarship workshop, and I love that you're still doing the full scholarship rather than free, because yes, it does cost you money, and you do put, you know, time and energy into it, and it's not like it's just a free event, so I love that there's that value there.
Learn that
and
from
then,
you.
Yes, yes. And then what do you offer at your front-end workshop?
Well, I'd like to say something to that may help anyone else that was like me. In that adjustment of my values along with my prosperity, I had a real, real high aversion to selling. And, you know, your workshop was one of the things that really cracked that nut open and to see it in a very new way. And so one of the things is that I did one event where I actually tried to sell a further workshop at that event. And it's not because that model doesn't work, it's because I was incongruent, for sure. And I think I got a few people, but it just wasn't very satisfying. I didn't feel good doing it. So anyway, what I do is I have a form, and it's another thing that I sent to get posted to the forum for those that would prove valuable for, is I have a little form that I offer, that I hand out to everyone, and it has two things on it. It has one that's just a little feedback about the event, which I'm actually interested in. And I use the question that I think I got it from Jack Canfield. He said it's one of the best questions you can ask. On a scale of 1 to 10, basically, how was this? And if it's anything less than a 10, what would have made it a 10? So that's on my form. And then I have a place where they can check a box to be considered for a complimentary exploratory session. And then I ask kind of what's the biggest difficulty that you're having you'd like to have healed and resolved, and they share that in that form. On their name and email. And then I collect them all. Those are confidential. And then I follow up with them to schedule that call. On those calls, I, again, show up with as much value as possible and basically have probably what you'd call a hard-selling conversation. And there are times when I don't offer anything. There are times when I refer them elsewhere. And there are times when I step forward boldly and offer them the biggest package I have because I really, truly believe it'd be the most useful thing for them. And so that is where then I offer the full package of my work. That's, you know, doing the intimate transformational work together. And that is what then kind of funds the whole thing based on those people who decide to come. And this was, I'd like to pat myself on the back, this was the piece that really turned the key in the system, that really made it kind of a great marketing model. Is that one of the pieces that I do with someone, there's actually two ways I work with them. One is in a one-on-one context, and another is in the group with a certain format called Family Constellations. That, then, they will have their family constellation done, and they'll have it done in a group, and they'll have it done in a group that I'm going to invite for full scholarship for people to come and be a part of and witness and experience and participate. And so, in a sense, that person has paid for that event, and they're having their constellation done, while everyone else is getting the experience and getting peaked and having, you know, a very transformational experience themselves, which then leads to more of the exploratory sessions, which then continues the cycle. So it really is a nice, cyclical thing that happens. And I just get to keep showing up and serving inside of it, and it kind of feeds unto itself then. So then I do another event that draws whatever, you know, the 30 to 60 to 100 people, which leads to more of the strategy sessions, which leads to more of the work, which leads to more of the events, which leads to blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, so it's, you found a really creative way. I love this. And for some of you who are listening, you might find a way where you're able to do something in group, and one person is there paying for that experience. And, you know, just like Matthew has found with this very creative way to do this, and the other people are there on full scholarship to, you know, get value and learn about the work. So Matthew, let's talk about the four steps to using word-of-mouth marketing so other people happily promote for you. And we just want to break this down because you've kind of given an overview mm-hmm. of what you do, and I want to break it down a little bit more and, you know, break it down a little bit more for everybody who's listening so that they can use this themselves. So let's go through the four steps.
Yeah. So, and thank you for this, because this is where I need help in the breaking it down part. So the first step is to provide lots of value and give people a great experience. I mean, that is, I think without that, none of the rest of this would really be useful. I've been to certain events, and I hope no one else has, but I've been to certain events where there'll be a lot of, if I just use judgmental words, like a lot of hype and fluff and no value, and then a big sale at the end. And those events, while they may bring in great revenue for that person, and I hope they do, doesn't leave me inspired to tell other people about it. I actually might tell them, I would only go there if you're ready to really be sold to. And if it's something, it's a product you really, really want, then by all means go there. If not, I didn't get value in addition to the selling. I always like when there's a combination of those two, which, again, I learned from you. So provide lots of value. Like, I have sent so many people to Rejuvenate Your Practice because I hope that they go on and do further work, because that's where a lot of the depth and the actual movement will come. But even if they don't, the two-day event is phenomenal. And you get so much. You get, like, all the great tools and steps that you can take to move forward. So providing lots of value and giving a great experience is of course, the first step. People will naturally then do it, just as you would go to a good movie and tell your friends about it. It's like providing that kind of experience. So then the second, and this is something that we just had a little email exchange about, Charlotte, which is something you do much better than I do, which is asking them to promote for you at the event. That's something I don't often do. I usually do it in an email afterwards, because often I follow up with them just to thank them for coming to the event. And then usually the people that have had their, had their consolation done, they've had some results, usually pretty quickly, and I usually like to send that to the people to go, hey, the thing you participated in and got value for yourself, here's what's actually happening for the person that has done. And they love to hear that, and then it just kind of further instills in them, wow, there's really great value to this, and they naturally share about the experience to other. So what I do is then give them the endorsed email, and let me see, that's number three. So step three is to send them an endorsed email for when I'm doing an event again. And that's
And Matthew, before we actually go on there, I just want to clarify, because what I'm hearing is that, you know, for us it makes sense that we actually ask people to promote for us at the event. We say at the beginning, we say, hey, if you get value from being here, and, you know, if you haven't been to the Rejuvenate Your Practice, you'll see this. If you have been, I encourage you to come back and assist and listen for how Jesse does this.
Yeah.
He says at the beginning of the workshop, he says, you know, if you get value out of being here, would you be willing to share with friends? And then currently we do we have a tell a friend worksheet or form that we put out, and we do a little contest during the weekend. But we've done things where we've said, you know, at the end of the workshop, Jesse has said, okay, so how many of you, you know, got value, or how valuable was this? And people do their thumbs up or down or wherever they are.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, you know, how many of you, you know, promised me earlier that if this was valuable for you, that you would invite friends? And people raise their hands, and he tells them about how they can do that, and tells them that we're going to send an email, and he asks for their commitment. How many of you are willing to send this to at least five people?
Yeah.
And so, you know, I encourage you to come and watch. Like, if you haven't been to the Rejuvenate Your Practice, and if you're looking to have lucrative workshops, if you haven't been there yet, or if you are, if you've been, come back and assist, because you'll watch Jesse model some of these things that you're learning here. And it's just some of our most successful clients assisted a lot. And Matthew, you're one of those folks that assisted a lot.
Absolutely.
So, So that's the way that we do it, but it sounds like what you do is you have these feedback forms, which we're going to be getting to those of you listening. We're going to be posting that to the Six Figure Success Circle members only area. And it sounds like on the feedback form that you actually follow up with people that you that came to your workshop, and you ask them to, you know, you share about the experience that people, that the person who was getting that constellation, that they had and the results that they got out of the work that you did together that's really inspiring, and then you give them an opportunity to share with people.
Yeah, and I mean, your model is fantastic, and I'm so glad that people are getting that. Part of why mine doesn't have that is, and it's just a kind of a flaw in my system, let's say, is I'm going all over the country, and I actually don't know sometimes when I'm coming back to the same place. So it's not, I don't immediately have an event that they can send it out and send their friends to. So it's unfortunate. Like, you base yourself locally in geographical area, and that is far superior to use this model. And I'll just put a further plug in to those who are on the call. If you haven't gone and assisted, I would just do as much as I would do it until they kick you out. Like, it's, the distinctions that you get. I mean, I was back there, you know, whenever I could, whenever I wasn't needing to be up or be attentive to something, I was back there scribbling notebooks full of notes. I learned so much through doing that, and just seeing something that, of course, as you know, you see something once and you get this level and you see something again, and you're, and as you develop your own practice, like I said at the beginning, I honestly would like to come back again because I would be hearing and seeing things in a totally new way than when I was 4 years ago, and still like blown away by the fact that, my God, they're offering something for like $3,000 or $6,000. Like, that was huge to me. And now I'm like, right on. I bet you could raise your prices. You know, I might be standing in the back of the room saying something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll further that plug. It's, I learned so much doing that. I've assisted more than I was in the other programs because it was what I could afford, honestly. But I did sign up for what I could afford to continue on as a student as well.
So that was, you know, we just got really clear about how you ask people to promote for you, and that leads us into step three, and that really leads us into the two tools that you need to be most effective in filling your rooms through word of mouth. And you mentioned them earlier, but I want to go into a little bit more depth with them. So,
yeah.
So let's talk about the tool number one that goes with step three.
So the first one is that endorsed email, which I've talked about a couple times, and again, that's going to be in that resource center. But it's something, so the basic idea behind that, at least the way I think about it, is that one thing that almost everyone feels they're short on is time. So if you were to send something out saying, hey, will you help me promote my event and send something out to your friends or post it somewhere, that they may have all the greatest intentions and actually love what you do and want to share, but in their mind, they have to, like, the steps are they have to sit down, they have to craft an email, they have to wordsmith it, they have to conjure up their experience of you, get all the flowery language. It becomes this kind of big chunk thing that at least for myself, I know when I have something like that, I can keep putting it off and putting it off and putting it off because I just think, oh, I'll do it when I have the time. And that have the time thing doesn't happen very often, so they don't do it. So what I found and what I've just modeled after a whole bunch of great marketers I saw is to craft an email for them. In fact, I think you'll see the subject line of the email that I sent. I don't know if it's on the thing.
Yeah, you know, it's not posted yet. But for those of you, who are really eager to hear about that and to actually read it, I think it's actually better that it's not posted because right now I want you to go ahead and take some notes on, you know, the what and the why and the how, and then when you get it, you'll actually be able to understand it a little bit better because you might get lost in actually reading the email.
Yeah.
So for now, we'll just talk about what, you know, what you do and why it's important and give them a little bit of how. And then, of course, for those of you who are in Leverage Your Genius, we're going to go a lot more in-depth into the endorsed email template and give you more templates that you can model for yourself. And it's great that, you know, we're going to get yours posted as well.
Yeah. And just for everyone on the call, that's not up because of my shortcoming, not because of anything on Rejuvenate's end. I didn't get it to you in time to get that up before the call. So the elements of that would be, I would really sit down. I mean, this is where other copywriters and marketers would have probably more clear step-by-step things, and I'm sure you teach all that. But I sit down and write it as though I was receiving it and what I'd love to hear, or as if I was writing to a friend of mine. and to have that kind of intimate feel of it. If I have something I want to send to someone, it's usually a short little note like, hey, I thought of you when I saw this. Check it out. I think it'll really help you with, your decision about your car. I'm making something up. So it's kind of like that. I will find a way, what's the voice that feels really natural and authentic and also gets them really inspired to want to come. Now, there's all the kind of things about having limiters or like when I can honestly put something in the emails I do of, hey, this guy is coming out here from California. I don't know when he'll be back here again. I was there last time. Do whatever you can to clear your schedule. You will thank yourself for being there. It's going to be really worth it. So I'll put something like that in, and then I have, which goes kind of the fourth thing, but I have a video that they can go and see. So,
well, before we go on to the video, Matthew, I really want to highlight some of the things you said because you're giving so many valuable gems that for everybody who's listening, you guys may not realize how powerful and how valuable some of this stuff is, but I want to kind of go through and review and go back to some bullets. So you write as if you're talking to a friend,
mm-hmm.
like how you would actually send something out to one friend. And you're actually writing the email for them to send out.
Mm-hmm.
And again, we're going to go through this in detail and leverage your genius for those of you who are in that.
Just add one thing there to the point where all they need to do is put their name after the signature.
Okay, right. So they just need to put their name after the signature, right?
Right.
And you keep it kind of short. We talk about in Build Your Empire, we actually call them super bonuses. But I know limiters, it really gets to the point as to what it is. It really works for you when you're going to a city and you don't know when you'll be back there. You can actually say that for sure. But what is a real limit? What is a real limiter that people need to move quickly if they're going to say yes to your workshop? It might be the size of the space. It might be, you can only hold so many people in there. It might be that you're only able to do some work up front of the room with the first certain number of people who come.
Mm-hmm.
So I just want you to think about that, and I think you just gave some real gems there.
One that I was really happy that happened in one of my early workshops was quite literally there was a limitation on the space and it sold out and there was a waiting list and they didn't get to come.
Mm-hmm.
And so in all future emails, I can say like, these events usually sell out and people like are on waiting lists that don't end up coming or don't get a chance to come. And it's very real. It's a very authentic limiter, but people will respond. They'll take more action in that moment than they might, where they might just save it and go, oh, I'll kind of check out this later. Hearing that, if I don't act on this now, then I might not get in at all.
So that's step three is to send them an endorsed email, and that is the endorsed email is also the one of the tools that you need to be most effective in filling your rooms through word of mouth. And then let's talk about step four, and which is the second tool that really how changed things. It changed everything for you, and you just said that that's video. So let's talk about video.
Yeah. So you reel me in whenever you need to here, Charlotte, because I remember you mentioned not going to too much, and we might do a different call about it or something. But getting a video up was what really – my numbers started leaping all over the place after I had a video. There's a couple things about it, I think. One is that it communicates so much so quickly. My video is 2 minutes in length. And the other thing, I think it communicates so much so quickly, it builds a lot of credibility. I have this very strange experience now. It happened just yesterday. I was at the store, and someone came up to me and like, I know you from somewhere, and I didn't know them at all. And like, I can't remember where I met you. And she said, oh, my God, you're that guy on that amazing Family Constellations video. I love what you're doing. And she like hugged me and was so happy. Like, I have celebrity status now when I walk around. When I walk into the room for the events, people, I'll say, hi, I'm Matthew. I'll introduce myself. I'm like, yeah, I know you from your video. And there's this, like, respect that they give me just because they saw me on a video somewhere. So there's that, and it's also, I think it's a really easy thing that we do so commonly now is we send each other videos. We send each other YouTube videos like, hey, check out these cute little puppies. Or like, I just watched one yesterday of a porcupine acting like a puppy that someone sent me. Like, what the heck? But we do that all the time. So sending someone a video is just really natural, and we can say, hey, this guy has this 2-minute video you can watch to see if it's something you want to come to. And I think that just really helps things go along. We're getting more and more, I think, trained to watch short, kind of gripping videos. And I'm not here to talk down the writing copy, but it's not my gift. I really find my gift is more through video. And so since I've done that, now it may just been my writing copy wasn't as good, but I found that because of the video, things really, really skyrocketed. So,
well, a lot of people are kind of intimidated or overwhelmed by video. So can you kind of talk about your experience of making it and how it was actually fairly simple for you?
Sure. A couple things, actually. One is, I really could talk a lot about that. The first thing I'd want to check is if just talk with someone or hear what portion of it is intimidating. For some people, it's the idea of being on camera, and there's actually a couple things you can do if that is it. One is, I mean, there's all kinds of ways where you can get over the fear of it. It's kind of the work that I do with people along different routes. But if it's that, you can also do just a video that's like a PowerPoint presentation with your voice over it, or perhaps a series of photos, or if you get permission from your workshop participants, you can videotape the workshop and just their experience with your voice over it, or perhaps words. So that's one way you can do it if it's the idea of being on camera is intimidating.
Yeah,
the other,
there's a software that you can buy. It's called Camtasia or ScreenFlow, and there's other kinds. Those are the ones I know, ScreenFlow for a Mac or Camtasia for a PC. And you could just do a PowerPoint presentation where you're talking over it, and you see these all the time, and that can certainly be very powerful. So,
excellent, yeah.
Yeah.
For Mac users, Keynote will also record a slideshow as a screenshot, and you can also do it with QuickTime. The upgraded version of QuickTime also does screenshots. You can't edit it as easily as you can in ScreenFlow. And there's another one called Jing, J-I-N-G, which is a free resource.
You can do up to 5-minute videos with Jing, J-I-N-G.
Right.
Yeah.
The quality is not as good. But if it's all that you can get started with, I've just been throwing mantras at myself lately of things like taking imperfect action, failing forward, whatever. Just things that it's so good to get something out there. The one who makes the most mistakes wins, I think. Getting something out and just getting feedback about it and then upgrading when you can just to take whatever step is available to you. So that's one step you can do is if it's the being on camera part that's intimidating until you feel comfortable, just go ahead and do it in the other way where you're not on camera. The other, and boy, again, there's a lot here, but I think the quickest thing I could say is actually there's two things that come to mind. One is have someone sit down and interview you and ask you questions. There's a guy named Mike Koenigs who has a great formula. He calls it the 10-10-4. But basically, think of all the questions that people would ask you about what your work is, kind of the frequently asked questions, and have someone sit down and just ask them of you and just record it. You don't even look at the camera. You can do it kind of in a side angle or interview format and just answer those questions that you might get asked all the time. That can be one way. The other is if you want to face the camera and you have something you want to share, to either literally have one of your best friends stand behind the camera and you talk kind of to them, or just imagine that you're looking through that lens at someone you love and you're communicating something that is deeply precious and meaningful to you. And from there, the quality of what you can communicate changes dramatically. It becomes so much, it eliminates the part of like, oh, I'm worried about what people think or all that, and you're just talking to a dear one to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And you're talking to them about something that's very precious to you, which is whatever work you've selected in life. I'm assuming that people on this call are really living something they might call their mission or dharma or purpose. And when you have that, you can really talk about it with a certain elegance and meaningfulness and from a depth inside of you. And so to just share that through the camera, and holy gazpacho, does that communicate really well.
It's so powerful. And you know, and I love that you're sharing, we shared some technical tools, and I love that you're really sharing how, you know, the way of being on the camera and some tips for that. So the interview style is really great. And I also want to just mention, if you've been paying attention, we've been doing this Tell a Friend contest, and one of the gifts we've been giving away, if you have five or more friends register, is the Kodak ZI-8 camcorder. And it's just like a little flip video, but it has a microphone on it, so you get much better quality sound.
Yeah.
And that would be so perfect for this interview style, or if you want to speak to the camera, it'd be a great resource for you, because that's called the Kodak ZI-8 camcorder. And I think they're less than $200. And, so you can do video really, really easily, and you can get it up on YouTube really, really easily. And we don't have time to get into that today. We all actually go through that more in depth and leverage your genius, but it can be very, very easy for you to get some video up. And And it can really, it's like people get an experience of you before they get to meet you. It's so powerful. So there's interview style, and then there's talking right to the camera and, you know, having somebody ask you the questions and, like, sharing something really profound about the work, and so your way of being comes through.
There's one more that I should have mentioned right away is actually how I did mine. That's on my website, is I had someone videotape me leading the workshop. And I basically had them videotape the introduction in particular, and then I just took that. So I wasn't even focused on the camera. I was just focused on the people who were present, which is where I show up in my genius, because that's what I love doing. So that's what is on the camera then, and that's what came through. So I didn't have to get through, like, preparing a script or doing all this stuff that can kind of be the intimidating part. I just had someone come in and videotape what I'm already doing.
Yes.
And the FILP is a great idea. I mean, we could talk about lighting and how to get better sound with that, and there's all kinds of stuff. I love video, so I've done a lot of study on that side of it. But anyway, probably another time.
Yeah, we'll have somebody come and share about specifically how to do video and what to say in your video and all of those things. So so don't worry, we're not going to be able to get into that in detail today. But let's actually talk about, you know, we've talked about the four steps to using word-of-mouth marketing and the two tools you need to be most effective in filling your rooms through word-of-mouth. Let's talk about the quickest method to connect with large groups of people who are perfect participants for your workshop.
So what immediately comes to mind is that endorsed email. I'll go back to that for a second. And I know you go way into depth in this in your workshops and things, but to really have clear in your mind who your ideal people are, so the first step, I'd say the quickest method to connect with large groups of people who are perfect participants for your workshop is for you to identify who your perfect participants are. Because then everything that you orient around that, you can speak directly to them. Your endorsed email can speak directly to their concerns, their difficulties, the outcome they will get. Your video can be like you are talking across the table from your, I sometimes call it your client avatar, like the person that if you can almost, you can orient everything as if you're talking to Jill, who does this and that and is this ideal client for you. So that would be the first step, to get really clear who that perfect participant is. And then what I have done, since people come, in fact, I remember, Charlotte, we talked, and the day after we talked about this call, I got an email from someone who had just come to a workshop and then wrote me afterwards, totally unprompted, just to tell me, oh, my God, that was utterly amazing. When I want to be your biggest promoter, tell me when you're coming back here again, and I will get everyone to come. And so that piques my attention. And I will then, when I'm going back down, this is in San Diego, I will talk to her and go, great, how can we make this happen and have it be a win for you as well? Because I know you'll put time and effort into this. And because of that, I'd like to be able to thank you in some way, because without this, I couldn't do the work that I'm doing. And we go through that. So she may have networks that she can talk to because she's local there and I'm not. So I really depend on these kind of rock star promoters to help fill them. So that is, I guess those are the two that really come to mind, is finding those people and then having in mind who your perfect participant is.
So, and this is a big thing. This is really interesting that you say this, that, you know, basically you're talking about strategic alliances and or joint venture partners on some level, and it doesn't always have to be somebody with a big list. They could belong to a community of
Absolutely.
Your perfect people, and they could be, you know, when you meet those people, that's what they do naturally, is they connect other people and they share about stuff. And I'm one of those people. I'm a blabbermouth. Like, if I love something, I've been telling everybody about the B12 shot lately. I got a B12 shot, totally changed, totally changed everything for me, and just taking a lot more B12 supplements. So I've been telling everybody about it, and I'm one of those folks, and I have a community, right? And
yeah.
If I go to something I love and enjoy, I tell everyone. And so, you know, if you're doing good work that really impacts people and makes a difference for them, you will find people, especially if you're asking them to promote you, you will find people who will be interested in doing that and who will have communities of people that they're connected with. And so the fastest way is to find people who are connected to communities. And then Matthew, recently I was talking with a woman who has got this women's gathering that she does once a month, and she gets about, 60 to 100 people to come to these women's gatherings once a month. And I asked her, how does she do it? And one of the biggest things that she does is she connects with leaders of other communities.
Mm.
And what happens is when a leader gets into something, their people follow.
Totally.
And so I think that's another really powerful way is just, you know, provide, you know, again, it comes back to this providing great value, mm-hmm. asking people to promote for you and finding out those folks that that are really have got that leverage and can really get a lot of people to come with you. It really is the quickest method to connect with large groups of people.
I just was watching this amazing video about something called Challenge Day, something I've been a part of.
Yeah.
So they go into high schools. And what they do is they go in and ask the teachers and the counselors who are the leaders in each of the cliques. And so they get the captain of the football team. They get the main cheerleader. They get the dork group leader. You know, they get from every, they get the black, the Latino, the gang members, everybody into that room. And that sends the ripples through the entire school. And so that's a really great point. I've thought about if I did all my work locally, I would just go and do, I'd probably offer like, I'd personally invite all the hairdressers. I'd invite like, I don't know, I'd run through who are all the people that see a lot of people a lot. I get a lot of referrals because I have a massage therapist friend who loves my work. And so people come to her table and do this massage work and they have some emotional thing or they talk to her about something like, you need to go see my friend Matthew.
Mm-hmm.
So to work and get the people who also are going to do a lot of other people. There's dance tribes that I've had a lot of people refer to, or I got tapped into the Tantra community down in San Diego. I happened to meet one of the main leaders there and had to enter her house, and that's led to a whole slew of things. So I'm really glad you mentioned that. It's actually, I think about it, wow, these are actually real big leaders that I've connected with and who are the ones promoting. So that's a big tip.
Yeah, that's great. So leverage the communities and the groups that are already existing rather than trying to create yours from scratch and trying to just get people one by one. And then, Matthew, let's talk about what you say at your workshops to really, you know, convert them into raving fans of yours.
I'd say that occurs over the course of 3.5 hours. I don't know if I have a specific thing that I give. If I do, I'm not aware of it. I say to convert with working workshop participants into raving fans. You know, this is a really backwards answer, and I don't know if it's true, but in a way I almost feel like it's because of what I don't say.
Mm.
It's the kind, and boy, this is really, this is just my experience, and I think I have a lot to learn and probably could go very differently than this. But in a way, because I'm not just enrolling them and promoting me, some of them may feel even better about doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if that's true for everyone, and I probably could do a lot better if I actively promoted it. Like I hear what you and Jesse are doing. That sounds brilliant, to get kind of an acknowledgement that they will send out if they get value at the beginning, and then to kind of revisit that commitment they made before and act on it and do that. I'm sure you get a lot more people. I've found so far that almost letting it go like the way the movie does, when someone goes to a movie and they just naturally feel like sharing it. If it's good enough, you will hear about it. I see after my events, if I'm friends with them on Facebook, they will have posted about it to their friends without me prompting them. So
I think it sounds like, I think it's worth trying both things and seeing how it works for you.
Yeah.
You know, really. And it sounds like you do follow up with people later after the, you know, because your work is so deep. And to allow it to settle a little bit and process and integrate. And then, you know, when you follow up with them later that and with the email, that it's just a very easy and natural thing for them to do.
For anyone on the call, I would actually suggest doing your method. I'm still learning myself about follow-up and I barely have a website. I don't have a newsletter. I don't have a lot of these things. I've thankfully been able to have a really thriving practice anyway, and now I'm kind of going to add all of those things in. But I've just found a way, like I do the event, and I have them come directly to the strategy session and turn that into the ongoing work. But in terms of building a bigger business like what you have, you know, I'm...
Well, not everybody wants what we have. Certainly there's plenty of people who would be completely happy working 3 days a week and making $8,000 to $10,000 a month, you know?
I'm one of them for now, and actually I'm looking more to go much, much bigger. So it's been great for now. I've learned a ton, and I kind of feel like I got the foundation elements that are there, like to actually fill a practice and have that work, and now it's about how do I leverage it and bring it bigger. I'm actually, after this call, I'm hanging up, throwing things in a bag, and heading down to see Tony Robbins for 4 days.
Oh, great.
To really get in the presence of a master who's been able to leverage this in a huge way. I just have a lot of gratitude for him for that. And so just one of the many, including you, inspiring models to see how can I actually impact more lives and serve more people.
Yes, yes. This is fantastic. And you know, we talked about this briefly at the beginning of the call, Matthew, about your business model. And basically what you do is you have your workshops, and then you offer a strategy session. You basically give people an opportunity to check a box that says that they would be interested in a strategy session or a free consultation with you.
Uh-huh.
And that this is where you sell, about a $2,000 package of your services?
Yeah, I mean, it's a lot of it is custom, like, to what the person actually needs. Most of the people I work with, one of my favorite lines, and I'll give this to anyone, I love saying this because it's so true when I work with them, my goal with anyone is to work myself out of a job as quickly as possible. I want them to get the transformation and get on with their lives and just be fulfilled, really.
Mm-hmm.
And so if usually it's a compact package of things it's around a $2,000 price point, depending on if they take advantage of the scholarship that's involved or not. And but I also occasionally will do something that's a little different and more of a, like a monthly-based coaching kind of thing. So it depends on what they're looking for, but that's basically how it works, yeah.
Yeah, great. Great. So, you know, for those of you who are listening, you could lead a workshop and have the feedback from which we apologize. We had a kind of a big mix-up on the back end here with the whole handout thing, but we will get those posted for you within 24 hours. You can take a look at the feedback form that Matthew uses, and you can model it for your own, and you can give people, you know, follow up with people one-on-one and have heart-slaying conversations with them. And if it's a good match for them to work with you, you can certainly sell a package of your sessions. It's, you know, $2,000 if that's what you want to do. Absolutely. And that works really, really well for you, Matthew. And, I mean, it's a great business model. And, you know, you could stay just where you are. And it sounds like you've got a desire to do something bigger. And, you know, where you are is a wonderful place to be.
Yeah.
So let's actually talk about, finally, let's talk about the biggest thing that you must overcome if you want to be successful leading your own events.
Yeah, this may not be the answer that everyone expects to hear, but it's the most honest answer I can give. The biggest thing you must overcome if you want to be successful leading your own events, in my experience and opinion, is your inner game. And what I mean by that is I've worked with, I've been around, I've seen many, many entrepreneurs who get and receive all the great marketing ideas and strategies and templates. And I'm guessing, Charlie, you've actually seen this in your program where you'll present all the, you know, the strategies and tactics that are brilliant, that really work, and you'll put it out to your group of students, and someone in the front row will take it and fly with it, and the person sitting directly next to them, who chances are very high, they heard all the same things the person to the left of them did. May end up with little to no results. So we can be clear that the system works because it's worked for so many. So where does it get stuck or become unsuccessful? To me, it's really the inner game. What is our filters that each person has at our belief and identity system that are preventing us from actually being able to have the success we want? I'd say out of anything, I've done a tremendous amount of marketing and business study over the last, since meeting you two about 4 years ago. And what I really truly believe is what has made me successful is not my marketing ideas, but who I've become and my inner game transformation. And so when I work with entrepreneurs, what we actually get to the depth of their system and see what if they're holding things like that they are not good enough, and they're not worthy of success, they are terrified of being wrong, they are protecting some inner sense that they're a fake, they are afraid of not being received, or sometimes they are afraid of receiving. Or as one of my clients discovered and said, if I'm successful, I will die. Like that's what was actually going on. That's dramatically going to affect someone's ability to market or sell or lead events or fill their workshops or be confident in offering their services. I've gone through so much. I mean, I'm still, you know, there's plenty of people charging more than I do. I started out at like $30 an hour or something. And to get to the place where I stand fully and totally believe is actually way beyond the value that I'm charging for what I deliver to people, to say, yeah, and the investment in yourself is $2,000. And I would not have been able to say that before. So anyway, all of that, to be able to be confident and have it be congruently lined up, kind of your inner game lined up with your outer game, will really determine whether or not someone can make a living making a difference and doing what they love. So that's honestly the biggest thing I believe is going on. And I think there's great outer game stuff to learn, by all means, to study that. But if the inner game is kind of not able to support that, it's going to be really a challenge.
Yeah, I agree with you about that, Matthew. I mean, I really think you have got to work with both. You've got to work with both. You've got to learn the skills and the techniques and all of those things. And you've got to do your inner work. And, you know, I can really attest to that, having just come from my 20-year high school reunion. And, you know, I saw so many folks where they just didn't seem like they were that much different, like they hadn't really done their work. And I am feeling so grateful for our community and, you know, the friends that I have and the people in my life that, you know, we've done, we do our transformational work. We you know, we do our work to get ourselves clear. And, you know, we just wouldn't be where we are without the help of, you know, working with the holistic practitioners and the coaches and doing the workshops that we've done.
Yeah.
And a lot of it being inner game stuff. I mean, I'm not the same person who I was, you know, when I had a $60,000 a year practice. I'm just not.
Right.
And I've just seen that so much. I mean, even when I'm sharing about you and, you know, who I know you, who you've become since I've met you, it's a lot of inner game work that's really allowed you to have your bright light shine even brighter.
Absolutely. Wow, what a sounding board to go back to your 20-year high school reunion. That's amazing.
Yeah. No kidding,
yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Well, tell us about, you know, one of the things that you do in your work when you're talking about the biggest thing people must overcome is the inner game work. And you and I have had a conversation about overcoming past difficulties and, you know, the impact of that and, you know, how the work that you do with people really makes a difference. And you also have a really special offer for our folks. So can you tell us all about that?
Certainly. It's... Gosh, I get speechless even just thinking about it. It comes out of doing a lot of programs where I was learning some modality. I was with all kinds of people who had such incredible passion and enthusiasm for what they wanted to do and how many people they wanted to go out and help and serve. And out of, I'd say, three really serious, like, multi-year-long programs, I am one of two people that I know of that actually was able to go out and make a living doing it. And so many wanted to. And I'm not saying that to pump myself up, but to really distinguish, it's not the skills necessarily that make or break it. It's really who are you and what is the kind of inner belief and identity system that's running the whole show. So just what we're talking about. So one of the ways I've said it is what I help people do is resolve the past so they can fulfill the future. And however that means, it sometimes it's very deep and transformational about way long ago and far away past, including past generations. And sometimes it's about just even subtle tweaks about where you're at. And this is something for someone who wants to go from making five figures to six or six figures and up. At any point along the game, there are still refinements to make. I'm still doing all kinds of my inner work because I've got new goals that I'm aspiring to that are now that I can now actually see that I couldn't even fathom before. So if this strikes a chord with anyone, if there's a way that you found, even through your best efforts, there's still something that seems to be stuck and not really able to find the way through, what I love to offer is just, and it's not going to be a surprise because that's what we talked about, but to offer a complimentary strategy session to anyone who would like to explore that. And what I wanted to say earlier, and I just want to take a moment to say this now, for anyone who uses this idea of having an exploratory session or strategy session or discovery session, that people call them different things, one of the most powerful moments for me in doing those was the first time that I said no to someone. They wanted to work with me, and I said no. That was a huge moment for me because I got clear in that moment that I was not doing this just to make a buck or just to sell as many of them as I could. But these are designed to find the right people to work with so that nothing happens unless it's a fit and a yes from their side and it's a fit and yes from my side. And so in a way, it is a discovery on both ends of it. Sometimes I don't offer anything. Sometimes I refer people elsewhere if it's a better fit for what they are wanting. And when it is a fit, why do I show up congruently and confidently? Because I will stand for them in knowing if you want to move forward, this is the best thing that I know of. If there was something better, I assure you I would tell you. And I do. I recommend other things if what I see being better than working with me is with someone else. So I say that both to kind of teach something and also to let you know the comfort I have in any of these calls. It's really an exploratory discovery or strategy session to figure out what are the best next steps. And if it's a fit, we will talk about what that might look like. And if not, I send people on their merry way hoping that we've made a difference even in that about 45 minutes to an hour that we talk.
Fantastic. And how for those that are interested, how do they get in touch with you to get their strategy session?
Yeah, so you'll get to see a little back end of how simple this has been in setting it up. MatthewBlum.com, and that's MATTHEW. My last name is BLOM, B as in boy, LOM. MatthewBlum.com/schedule. And on that link, you'll see a cute little image that clicks you to an online calendar. And that's about the extent of my website. The other thing I have is just where I have the video and an opt-in form. I've yet to even send anything out to people who have opted in. I don't even utilize it, really, because I have my event pages where I actually have people sign in when they sign up for the actual events themselves.
And everyone, if you do want to go see the video, you can go to MatthewBlum.com.
Correct.
You're right. I just posted your schedule on the participant dashboard.
Okay.
So if you would like to connect with Matthew and schedule a consultation or a complimentary strategy session to take a look at your inner game and see what's next for you, then I really encourage you to do that with Matthew. He's done some really amazing things with speaking and workshops, and obviously from everything you've shared today, Matthew, you've given a ton of value. And what I know about you is that as a coach, as a practitioner, that your work is very, very profound and very powerful, and that people's lives change dramatically. And so if you've been on the call listening to Matthew and you feel a connection with him and you want to explore the possibility of working together, I highly encourage you to take him up on his offer for a complimentary strategy session.
I'd like to just add one thing, which is entrepreneurs are actually my favorite people to work with, A, because I'm one of you, and B, because in doing this work, there's actually, it's a little more than just personal transformation. Because for someone, let's say, who's, and this is by no means to put it down, but just to give in contrast, someone who's working a 9-to-5 job in, like, I have one client who worked for AT&T, for example, and they were just kind of in the back ends doing customer service. For them, their transformation is impacting for themselves and their partner and their family, and that is just beautiful and wonderful, and I'm so glad for that. When I work with an entrepreneur, I know that this transformation they're doing will not only affect them and their relationships and their family, but will affect their bottom line, will affect their income, which then affects their ability to go out and serve more and just becomes a grand ripple in the pond, hugely moving out. And it's actually, I would say, I'm totally, admittedly jealous of you and your work, Charlotte, because of all the beautiful people you get to work with. I think it's a fantastic niche that you've chosen to work
or
with them.
Or chose us.
And chose you.
Yes.
And so it is absolutely an honor when I get to work with someone who's out there doing work that I just want there to be more of in the world. So to know that we can do something together that helps that further along, it is a fantastic. A website I bought that I haven't done anything with is just called servemorepeople.com. Just that idea of getting out to share your gifts more powerfully and with more people, which ultimately helps you make a better living and live the lifestyle you want, and do that through living out, we might call, your mission or dharma or your purpose. So it's a really special, that's one of the reasons I'm just really touched to be on this call. And by the way, I do with entrepreneurs kind of the other outer game stuff as well, you know, how to lead these kind of free sessions that convert, or the complimentary sessions, or some of the niching or business or marketing ideas. I've studied with just so many people, oh my God, and just the top of their field. And so it's now nice to really start passing that on to those who are anywhere along the path that I can help with.
Great. Thank you so much, Matthew. And I just want to share with you a couple of comments that came through while you were sharing. I love his honesty, and thank you so much for having Matthew on today's call. I can feel his integrity, and pass along my gratitude to him, please. So I think everybody who was on this call just got a ton out of being here today. Love you. Want to really thank you for, you know, providing so much value. And the value continues because the handouts are coming. So keep an eye out for those handouts, and you'll get to model his endorsed email template, his endorsed email, and get to watch his video and see the feedback form. And, you know, really you can take what you learned on today's call and really make some magic happen. So I really want to thank you so much for being here, Matthew. I just had a great time with you, and I really appreciate how much value you shared on the call today.
I'm really touched, and thank you for sharing those messages that came through. I love that you said the names of people at the beginning, because While I didn't actually remember any of the names, I remembered about the number, and I just felt like I was speaking to each of you on the call, like as much as I could. Thank you for the work that you're doing in the world. I know that no one would show up on this call unless it's profound and transformational as well. And if, by the way, if any of you see my video and decide it's something you'd like to experience and want to bring to wherever you are, let me know, and we can talk about how we can help fill, what was the name of this call again? Like fill your own workshop using word of mouth marketing and sell high-ticket packages.
That's so, right. That's right.
We can work together if it's something that would be inspiring to you.
Fantastic. Well, we're going to sign off now. I just want to say I will see many of you on the next Get Your Questions Answered call next week, August 4th. And we'll see some of you who are assisting at the Rejuvenate Your Practice two-day intensive this weekend in Burlingame near the San Francisco airport, and hopefully be meeting some of your friends. Make sure you tell your friends to come up and say hello to me personally and tell me that they came from you. And again, it's just such a great call. Thank you so much. And this is Charlotte Jacobs signing off. Make it a great day, and I will see you on the next teleseminar or the next workshop. Good night, everyone.
Be well, everybody.